11.1. The reasons which have made Shuddhi impossible for Hindus are also responsible for making Sangathan, a unifying Hindu movement, impossible. The idea underlying Sangathan is to remove from the mind of the Hindu that timidity and cowardice which so painfully mark him off from the Mohammedan and the Sikh, and which have led him to adopt the low ways of treachery and cunning for protecting himself. The question naturally arises, from where does the Sikh or the Mohammedan derive his strength, which makes him brave and fearless? I am sure it is not due to relative superiority of physical strength, diet, or drill. It is due to the strength arising out of the feeling that all Sikhs will come to the rescue of a Sikh when he is in danger, and that all Mohammedans will rush to save a Muslim if he is attacked. 11.2. The Hindu can derive no such strength. He cannot feel assured that his fellows will come to his help. Being one and fated to be alone, he remains powerless, develops timidity and cowardice, and in a fight, surrenders or runs away. The Sikh, as well as the Muslim, stands fearless and gives battle, because he knows that though one, he will not be alone. The presence of this belief in the one helps him to hold out, and the absence of it in the other makes him to give way. 11.3. If you pursue this matter further and ask what is it that enables the Sikh and the Mohammedan to feel so assured, and why is it that the Hindu filled with such despair in the matter of help and assistance, you will find that the reasons for this difference lie in the difference in their associated mode of living. The associated mode of life practiced by the Sikhs and the Mohammedans produces fellow feeling. The associated mode of life of the Hindus does not. Among Sikhs and Muslims, there is a social cement which makes them bhais or brothers. Among Hindus, there is no such cement, and one Hindu does not regard another Hindu as his bhai. This explains why a Sikh says and feels that one Sikh or one Khalsa is equal to sava lakh or 125,000 men. This explains why one Mohammedan is equal to a crowd of Hindus. This difference is undoubtedly a difference due to caste. So long as caste remains, there will be no Sangathan. And so long as there is no Sangathan, the Hindu will remain weak and meek. 11.4. The Hindus claim to be a very tolerant people. In my opinion, this is a mistake. On many occasions, they can be intolerant. And if on some occasions they are tolerant, that is because they are too weak to oppose or too indifferent to oppose. This indifference of the Hindus has become so much part of their nature that a Hindu will quite meekly tolerate an insult as well as a wrong. You see amongst them, to use the words of Morris, the great treading down the little, the strong beating down the weak, cruel men fearing not, kind men daring not, and wise men caring not. With the Hindu gods all forbearing, it is not difficult to imagine the pitiable condition of the wronged and the oppressed among the Hindus. Indifferentism is the worst kind of disease that can infect a people. Why is the Hindu so indifferent? In my opinion, this indifferentism is the result of the caste system, which has made Sangathan and cooperation, even for a good cause, impossible.